We can get the news in detail now from Vivian Traynor.
A plan to improve water quality in Ireland and restore freshwater habitats has been announced. Key actions include tighter controls on the use of fertilisers that impact water quality, a greater focus on compliance and enforcement, with more than 60 new staff at local level and a target of 4,500 farm inspections a year. In addition, continued investment in wastewater infrastructure will see Uisce Éireann spend a multi-billion euro budget over the period of 2025 to 2029 to reduce impacts on water quality. Coleman O'Sullivan reports.
The Water Action Plan 2024 will see 108 new wastewater treatment plants. Local authorities will also have a role, strengthening their inspection and enforcement activities relating to pollution from agriculture. The government is also promising a collaborative approach with the Community Water Development Fund to support local initiatives. The aim is to restore 300 water bodies to good status by 2027. Minister Malcolm Noonan says it's about letting the rivers run free by restoring their natural ecosystems and dealing with artificial barriers. But the plan also includes a review of the Arterial Drainage Act, which requires the OPW to keep rivers free flowing. In the future, that will have to be done sustainably and in accordance with environmental objectives.
A report today says that around 230,000 children lack basic clothing and food. The report by the Economic and Social Research Institute uses material deprivation as a measure of poverty derived from the lack of items and activities deemed necessary for an acceptable standard of living. Among the items are two pairs of strong shoes, a warm waterproof overcoat, and a meal with meat or an equivalent every second day. The ESRI has found that the share of individuals in households unable to afford two or more items from the list rose from just over 17% in 2022 to 20% last year for those under 18. The Taoiseach Simon Harris is in Poland, where he's scheduled to meet the Prime Minister Donald Tusk today. Both leaders are expected to discuss the humanitarian crisis in the Middle East. Mr. Harris is also due to brief Mr. Tusk on his meeting with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv yesterday. Our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan.
During a bilateral meeting to be held this morning in the southeastern Polish city of Rzeszów, Taoiseach Simon Harris and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk will discuss Irish-Polish relations and Poland's upcoming presidency of the European Union, which begins in January. They will also discuss European security matters and the current situation along Poland's border with Belarus. In June, the Polish government introduced an exclusion zone along a large stretch of the border in an attempt to curb irregular migration. The Polish government has come under criticism from NGOs and human rights organisations, which say that they have been unable to provide humanitarian assistance to migrants who cross the border. Liam Nolan, RT News, Rzeszów, Poland.
Palestinian health officials say at least five people have been killed in an Israeli strike on a car in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society said another person was seriously wounded in the bombing. The Israeli military said it carried out three separate airstrikes against armed Palestinians in the area. The US President Joe Biden has again called for a ban on assault weapons and said the US could not continue to accept gun violence as normal. Mr. Biden was speaking after police in the state of Georgia said a 14-year-old schoolboy was being held after a shooting at a high school in which four people were killed and nine others wounded. The director of Georgia's police force said the suspect surrendered to police at a high school in Winder and would be charged with murder and tried as an adult. The local sheriff of Barrow County, Judd Smith, spoke at a news conference and explained the impact of the shooting on himself and on the community.
I was born and raised here. I went to school in this school system. My kids go to this school system. My heart hurts for these kids. My heart hurts for our community. But I want to make it very clear that hate will not prevail in this county. Love will prevail over what happened today.
Ugandan marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei, who competed in last month's Paris Olympics, has died after being attacked by her boyfriend. The announcement of her death was made by the Ugandan Olympics Committee. Research has found that the prices of used electric vehicles during the second quarter of the year were down 15% on the same time last year. This compares to an increase of almost 5% for petrol and diesel cars, while hybrids fell by less than 1%. Listings website Dundeal Motors found that second-hand EVs that are under 5 years old are now more affordable than diesel and hybrid models. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Generally dry today with sunny spells. The best of the sunshine will be across the west and north. There may be a few light showers in the east and south. Highest temperatures 16 to 20 degrees.